Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls over Israel, the temperatures remain warm across the region. In Tel Aviv, a pleasant evening is setting in, while Jerusalem experiences a cooler breeze. Haifa enjoys a mild night under clear skies, a perfect night to be outside if you're in the area. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF investigates the departure of soldiers from a base over a dispute about unit traditions, according to JNS from earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom reports on the complete plan for disarming Hamas, with concerns raised over specific phrases within the peace initiative. Also this hour, former President Trump announces that the Board of Peace has reached an agreement for the disarmament of Hamas, a story reported by I-24 News earlier today. Separately, a video targeting Israelis abroad with accusations of spreading violence has surfaced, as reported by Israel Hayom just a short time ago. And finally, Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed a Gaza terrorist involved in the kidnapping of Noah Arghamani and others on October 7th. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News reports, just minutes ago, that a senior Israeli official insists there will be no IDF withdrawal without Hamas disarmament. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, a prominent Israeli figure, posted just now about the misuse of Holocaust narratives to demonize Israel, warning of dangerous consequences. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlights how a large social media account is spreading anti-Zionist content, suggesting it inadvertently makes a case for the necessity of Zionism. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF investigation. As reported by JNS, soldiers left their base amid a dispute over long-standing unit traditions. This battalion has been active in numerous combat operations, including the current conflict in Gaza. The investigation aims to understand the reasons behind a soldier's actions and maintain unit cohesion, crucial for ongoing operations. Turning to the peace plan for Gaza, Israel Hayom outlines a plan for disarming Hamas, with some phrases raising concerns in Israel about the plan's effectiveness. The Peace Council reveals the mechanism for implementing this second phase. The outcome of this plan could significantly impact the region's stability and future peace efforts. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers Trump's announcement of an agreement for Hamas's disarmament. Despite Iran's attempts to dissuade Hamas, the U.S. managed to secure a draft deal. This agreement could reshape regional alliances and alter the dynamics of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Separately, Israel Hayom reports on a viral video inciting against Israelis abroad, linked to Qatari influences. The video portrays Israelis as agents of violence and colonialism. This incitement could amplify tensions and misinformation affecting Israelis living overseas. Finally, the Times of Israel discusses the killing of a Gaza terrorist involved in the October 7th kidnappings. The IDF strike targeted the commander responsible for planning future attacks. This development marks a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities, providing some relief to the affected families. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business explores the evolving Israeli dream, where young families now seek more than just central apartments, opting for community-rich cities instead. Separately, CTEC reports that Israeli startup GroundCover has raised $10.0 million, aiming to rival Datadog by offering observability solutions for the data search from cloud and AI systems. And finally, from Globes, Microsoft launches an AI cybersecurity platform developed in Israel, responding to the rise in AI-driven cyber threats. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.